We're in Simin Shin Mem Hei. We're up to Sifches, and that's what we will be doing. So what we learned so far were the definitions of Rishus HaYachid and Rishus HaRabim. A Rishus HaYachid is an enclosed area that has walls that are 10 tefachim high, and the area is no less than 4 by 4 tefachim wide. It can also be a mound that is 10 tefachim high, or it is sunk into the ground 10 tefachim. Once it is 4 by 4 and 10 tefachim high, the halach is it is Rishus HaYachid all the way up. A Rishus HaRabim is a big thoroughfare, 16 amas wide, and you have lots of people there. According to the Mechaber, there is a daya that holds that you need 600,000 people, whether it's on it or according to others walking to and fro in the city. Then it's Rishus HaRabim. One couldn't carry in four amas in it, and one couldn't carry from it to a Rishus HaYachid or a Carmelis, or from a Carmelis or a Rishus HaYachid to it. So we had Rishus HaYachid and Rishus HaRabim. So now we say Mavolis HaRachavim Tes Zayin Amo Umiskatzrim Biktsosom. What happens if you have a Mavri that starts off being 16 amas wide and then gets narrow? The Mishtabura changes the girsi here. And the way he learns it is that we're talking about streets that start off 16 amas wide and then get narrower, or streets that are not 16 amas wide, but they are open to a Rishus HaRabim, which is 16 amas wide. The halacha is that since they're open to it and they go in the same direction as the Rishus HaRabim, and the Rabim does walk into there, according to this day over here, it is considered a Rishus HaRabim. And the Mechaber just says it, he doesn't say Yesh Omrim. In Bir HaLacha, he adds that it has to be open on both sides to Rishus HaRabim. So for example, this would be something that's going from one street to another. If you want to go from one Rishus HaRabim to another, you would follow this path. So that would give it a shame, Rishus HaRabim, even if it's not 16 amas wide. Which Lamaisa is going to end up being quite a chumrah. Now, although this day only has us learning Sifches, I'd like to jump ahead to Siftes, because that is another shita. Mavois harachavim yud gimel amas ushlish ushnei rishayim ufaloshin Rishus HaRabim shirachav tezayin yeshomim shu Rishus HaRabim. Now, this already is the Shita of the Rosh, who is arguing on Sifches, which seems to have been Shita's Tosis, and this one holds that it's only if it's 13 and a third Amma wide. Otherwise, the fact that it's open to the Rishus HaRabim and lots of people walk there would not make it a Rishus HaRabim. It turns out, and then there's a machlokus between Sifches and Siftes. Sifches says no matter how narrow it is, whereas Siftes would say that it's got to be 13 and a third amas wide.